Carnivores Don't Get Sunburn. Hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
In just one incredible year, Nick shed 206 pounds.
I was type 2 diabetic. I had fatty liver disease. I had kidney disease, hypertension, horrendous acid reflux, unbelievable amounts of insulin. And I'm walking with a cane often when I'm at home because I'm so inflamed and flared up, and did very extensive testing, found out I had psoriatic arthritis at that point in time, but I was not a good employee at all. I wasn't a good parent. I wasn't a good husband. Life was miserable for me. I kind of started losing more and more hope that these medications that the doctors were giving would help. Started eating more conventional kind of, I guess, a beef, butter, bacon, and eggs. Immediately, within a week, week and a half, started feeling better that fast. And I decided at that point in time that if this is working for me, I need to go all in. I still can't believe it. Within probably, I think within the first month, I was off all insulin. My blood sugars were completely normal. My blood pressure had already normalized. You can't fathom how quick this change can happen. With my appointments, the first step, you walk in and they just go joint by joint, squeezing every single knuckle, your wrist, feeling everything. And she's doing my assessment. She's like, "You're not inflamed at all. You have like no inflammation." And I'm just kind of smiling on the inside. I'm like, "Wow, that's incredible. That's great." And she's like, "What's different? You have not been like this before." And I'm like, "Well, I don't know how to tell you this, but I stopped all my medication." She's like, "Whoa, what?" I'm like, "Hang on. I had a plan to do this." She could not believe it. She's like, "I'll be right back." She walks out. She gets my rheumatologist, brings him in, and I tell him the story. And he could not believe it. He's like, "I'll be right back." He walks out, brings in three more rheumatologists in the office. And they all just fired away with questions. They couldn't believe it.
Hello and welcome. Carrie here from Healing Humanity, the power of a proper human diet. And today we're going to share the story of Nick. In just one incredible year, Nick shed 206 pounds. I got to look at the notes. Is that two with a two or is that 106? No, that's 206.
That's two.
And you freed yourself from 14 daily medications all by embracing a proper human diet. I was really looking forward to talking to you, Nick. I thank you for coming on here. How are you doing?
Oh, doing well, doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear your story, to share your story. I really think it's going to inspire a lot of people. Maybe if we could start out, could you just take me back maybe to the days before you found the carnivore diet? Maybe when you had some weight and health struggles, or like, when did those begin for you?
So I've been large ever since I was a little child, as far back as I can go. As far back as I can remember, I was always just big. My mom, at a very young age, started having a lot of health issues and was searching for answers, couldn't find them. And doctors kind of sensed maybe it was an autoimmune type issue. She ended up passing away when I was only 8 years old. She was only 31. And they found out that was because of lupus. Because of that, as I began getting older, I was very fearful of that kind of stuff, being hereditary. Also, she was adopted. It was a closed adoption at birth. Because of that, I had no idea what kind of family medical history was out there. So I was always very concerned about that stuff, but it didn't prevent me from eating well when I was younger. So I was stayed very large. I was raised by my dad and a lot by my grandparents as well, who fed me very, very well, of course. And it was always fried potatoes and cornbread every single meal. That was my grandpa's favorite. And one thing that you'll enjoy was he ran a movie theater.
Oh,
so
wow.
I spent tons and tons of time in a movie theater when I was young. every day doing the office stuff, then matinees and evening shows, and spent a lot of time in the theater. So I love your videos about your theater experience and that project. That's been fun to listen to. But getting older, going into high school and stuff, of course, it stayed very big. I think my first diet, I was probably 9 years old, and was unsuccessful on that. Never had any success at all. My first somewhat success, I was in high school. Well, this wasn't the success. The first one was, I thought I had the answer, and I tried bulimia. I thought I could just make myself throw up every meal and lose the weight that way, but still get to enjoy eating. Unfortunately, vomiting was not the solution for me, so that didn't work out. And then the Atkins diet revolution started taking off. I lost probably 60, 70 pounds with that, and did very well with it. I stayed very addicted to sugar and carbs. I planned out every cheat meal. I could not wait for them to come. I knew exactly what I was going to eat, what I was going to do. And that was my reward system still. One cheat meal turn in, of course, I do on a Saturday because it worked out well. And if I do a cheat on a Saturday, I got to cheat Sunday also because it's the weekend. And why not start on Monday? And after a weekend, well, 1 week's not going to hurt me because I've been very good at this. So 1 week's fine. And then before I know it, I'm 20, 30 pounds heavier than I started. And I would do that time and time again. And just repeating the same cycle over and over, never changing. I guess I was probably around 25 years old and began having a lot of pain in my hands, my feet, did x-rays and found out I had arthritis. So I expressed my concerns, my mom's health problems, the doctor. And they started running lab work, doing different tests, checking the autoimmune markers. And I was positive for about half of what I needed to be for a diagnosis, but I wasn't fully testing positive, so they couldn't diagnose me at that point in time. And it was just told to keep waiting and we'll see what happens. So they would start putting me on antidepressant medications. I was on Cymbalta. Started taking lots of ibuprofen, naproxen, that kind of stuff, living off the over-the-counter pain medicine. And it kept getting worse and worse and never got any answers. Get to when I'm around young 30s, I become diabetic, type 2 diabetic. That quickly turned into just severely insulin resistant, unbelievable amounts of insulin, like 300 units of insulin a day between the long-acting, fast-acting. 2 to 3 different types of pills on top of it. And my blood sugars would still stay 400 and above very routinely. That was not uncommon at all. So of course, with all the insulin in my system, I wasn't going to be losing weight. So I continued to just get larger and larger. My symptoms of my arthritis gets worse and worse. And instead of sending me to a rheumatologist, the doctor started putting me on steroids, which of course makes it worse. And then get on narcotics and muscle relaxers and just more and more of the antidepressant medications, which I never had depression, which I'm grateful for. But taking these heavy doses of these medications, I no longer had happiness either. I was kind of walking through life just as a zombie and didn't really care about anything anymore. And that wasn't fun either. So I keep going on and finally get to see a rheumatologist. And I'm a paramedic, so I try to be very prepared for my appointment. I try to have all my stuff all typed out. I mean, over-prepared, I guess, but that's kind of the person I am, and have pages and pages of all my symptoms, how I react to this, how I react to that. Thought I was going to make it easy for him. I walk in and I meet this guy and I hand him the information, thought he'd be really impressed and excited to see it. He opens it up, kind of glances through it and goes, well, I guess I'll toss that on my Sunday reading stack. I don't know what I'm going to do with that, really. And completely ignored it. Didn't really care at all. He did some blood work and calls me back in a week and said, hey, everything looks great. You're good to go. I would just try sleeping a little bit more and you'll be okay. That did nothing for me. And I continue to be completely miserable and things get worse and worse and more medications and just get this perfect storm going on where everything's working against me. My doctor had asked to go back to the a different rheumatologist, and my primary doctor would just tell me, no, we already know that you're just not sleeping well. It's not autoimmune related at all. Everything's fine. We'll just keep trying to treat your symptoms. So I just started living on narcotics and all these different pills, cortisone injections in my knees and feet and ankles all the time. And this is like 35 years old at this point. I'm walking with a cane often when I'm at home because I'm so inflamed and flared up and miserable. I adopted 2 young kids at that point in time. They were probably 2 and 3 years old. and I couldn't play with them, couldn't do things with them, and I was just miserable there. But for some reason, I just still wasn't ready to take the plunge. I guess I'd heard about the Lion Diet some at that point in time. I knew the option was there, but I still had hope that I'd get this right medication that would take care of everything for me and make everything just fine. And my issues were much bigger than just that. One of the easy solution, well, what I thought was the easy solution at that point in time. And I researched for myself and I found a new rheumatologist based on my own research. Thought I would go to him, and I did, and amazing experience. Did very extensive testing, found out I had psoriatic arthritis at that point in time. Began the treatments for that, which the biologic medications for that are great for some people. For me, all they did was make me more and more sick all the time. They knock your immune system out. So I always had colds and sore throats and had COVID 4 or 5 times now during that period of time. And I was just always sick. I could not ever get healthy, missing work all the time. My work is very patient with me, which I appreciate. But I was not a good employee at all. I wasn't a good parent. I wasn't a good husband. And overall, just life was miserable for me. I'm only 38, but thinking forward to my future about the opportunity of retirement stuff when I get older, it wasn't even an idea to me. I had decided at that point in time I wouldn't live to see that age. I hate to say that, but I'd given up hope on it. I mean, I was 430 pounds at that point in time and just pretty much getting hopeless. I knew I'd always hurt, and my medications are getting more and more, and my conditions are getting worse and worse. And I just figured that's just the way it was going to be for me. Did some research into my family. I mentioned my mom was adopted, and my wife and I started searching to try to find my family, and actually were able to find the biological family. All I found there was there's even more autoimmune diseases there. So I was just set up for destined to be ill with autoimmune conditions, I guess, and from rheumatoid arthritis and the inflammatory bowel disease, Crohn's. My dad has multiple sclerosis. All those cards are kind of stacked against me there in my deck, I guess. I kind of started losing more and more hope that these medications that the doctors were giving would help. I tried three different of the medications for the psoriatic arthritis. Still on the pain medicine, still on the muscle relaxers, antidepressants, all that stuff. And it just never got better. And I went to one doctor's appointment one time, and my last, well, one before my last one with my rheumatologist, and waiting for the doctor to come in and sitting there and just kind of thinking, this isn't going to change. I've been through multiple of these medications. I'm still hurting. I'm going to tell them the same thing today. They're going to come in and check my joints, say I'm still inflamed. And they're going to give me a new medication. It's going to be the same thing again, and it's just not going to change. So before the doctor came in, I decided, thinking back about seeing Michaela Peterson's videos I've seen a couple years before. I still hate that it took me this long to really realize it and get on it, but think about those videos and how it helped her rheumatoid arthritis. And I decided that I got to give this a shot. So the doctor came in, I did my normal routine appointment, didn't say a word to him, and he changed my medication, gonna start running a new one. And I had already decided I wasn't gonna take it, but I just wasn't gonna say anything because I knew I was crazy to even recommend that I was gonna do carnivore and that was gonna fix my problems. I didn't fully believe it myself at that point in time. I just had decided that why not at this point? I've tried everything else and I was gonna try this. So I get out to my appointment and I go to Five Guys Burgers and I get me a massive double cheeseburger and a large order of fries and soda, and figured I was gonna have one last great meal, but I thought it was a great meal at that time at least. I was gonna start the next day and start a carnivore diet. So I get home and go shopping and buy some chicken and bacon and all the stuff I wanted for the carnivore diet. Started eating more conventional kind of, I guess, a beef, butter, bacon, and eggs style diet. Immediately, within a week, week and a half, started feeling better that fast. And I decided at that point in time that if this is working for me, I need to go all in, do the Lion diet, just beef and salt, and stick with that and see what happens. And I still can't believe it. Within probably, I think it was within the first month, I was off all insulin. My blood sugars were completely normal. My blood pressure had already normalized. I was taking three blood pressure medications. I guess before this, I should mention that I was type 2 diabetic. I had fatty liver disease. I had kidney disease, hypertension, horrendous acid reflux. I mean, I was on the pills, the chewables, everything trying to keep the acid reflux under control. Nothing worked. I had the bad sleep apnea. I mean, ask anyone around me how bad I snored. It was horrible. Always tired. So that brings on the chronic fatigue. Just my emotions were horrible because I just had no energy and no excitement, no happiness, no positive outlook for the future. And all that just lifted immediately. And until you experience it, you can't even fathom how quick, I'm kicking stuff now. You can't fathom how quick this change can happen. And by the second month, my arthritis pain, I was outside grilling up some steaks one time and it hit me that I wasn't hurting. And I couldn't believe that because up until now, when I got out of bed, so psoriatic arthritis, if you're not familiar, it isn't pain with movement. It's pain with lack of movement. So when I would wake up in the morning from laying in bed, I couldn't move. I couldn't get out of bed. It was very, very painful, very, very stiff. I had to walk down my stairs sideways. I can't bend my feet in the morning, so I couldn't at that time. They're completely locked up on me, and it was horrible. And that day, I just realized I'm not hurting. I'm more flexible. And I don't know exactly how long, many days it had been, but it just kind of hit me one day that something's different. This is crazy. And I realized it. From that point on, I've been pain-free. And I took myself off all my medications very, very quickly, part because I didn't want to be on them and part by necessity because I didn't want to become hypoglycemic or hypotensive because I was on very, very strong medications. I should have been seeing my doctor more at that point in time, but I just kind of watched my own vital signs and tracked it myself and did it the best way that I could, keeping close watch of all that. I had my first follow-up with my rheumatologist 3 or 4 months into it. I was nervous. I didn't know how they're going to respond to this. They had me on all these medications and we used to walk in and say, hey, I stopped everything. With my appointments, the first step, you walk in and they just go joint by joint, squeezing every single knuckle, your wrist, feeling everything. And she's doing my assessment. She's like, you're not inflamed at all. You have like no inflammation. And I'm just kind of smiling on the inside. I'm like, wow, that's incredible. That's great. And she's like, what's different? You have not been like this before. And I'm like, well, I don't know how to tell you this, but I stopped all my medication. She's like, whoa, what? I'm like, hang on. I had a plan to do this. And I started telling her what I was doing. And this was the physician's assistant at that point in time. And she could not believe it. She's like, I'll be right back. She walks out. She gets her rheumatologist, brings him in. And I tell him the story. And he could not believe it. He's like, I'll be right back. He walks out, brings in 3 more rheumatologists in the office, and they all just fired away with questions. They couldn't believe it. They hadn't heard about people doing this strict of a diet and the benefits of it, and they were just amazed. So they told me that they were going to start looking into this more, hoping they could help more people in their office, and they're very excited to research it. So the fact that they were open to it just made me extremely happy. They told me that I would remain a patient of their office. But at that point in time, I was doing more for myself than any medication they could give me ever would. And there's no reason to come back. So I cannot believe that. I cannot believe how open and receptive they were. And then I guess 6 or 7 months into it, I saw my primary physician to get my blood work done. And once again, I was very concerned. Everything had been phenomenal up to that point. I knew how great I felt. I felt amazing. Part of me didn't care what my blood work showed because I knew how good I felt. Part of me was nervous because I didn't want to have anything discourage me at all because things had been so good at that point in time. My cholesterol was never horrible. It was slightly elevated, nothing bad. My A1C was awful, like 10.3, even on all these medications. And my heart rate was always high. My blood pressure was always very high. I tell him what I was doing. And fortunately, he's a low-carb person himself, not to the extent of carnivore, but he is a firm believer in low-carb dieting. And he was excited to hear about it. He had all kinds of questions and was completely on board about it. He was excited to see my blood work come back in, but he was even extremely shocked when he saw it. My A1C was 10.3 down to 4.3. I mean, very, very low end of the scale. And my cholesterol, my triglycerides were only 65. My LDL was only, I think, like 80. Just everything was just wonderful when it came back. And he couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And like everyone else, he told me, just keep doing what I'm doing. Couldn't wait to see how it went. And since then, I've stayed beef and salt. I do not exercise. That's one thing that shocks a lot of people. I'm 1 year, zero cheating. Well, I say zero cheating. I decided one time I was going to cheat, and I added in black pepper. To me, that was cheating. I love barbecue. I love smoking. And I cooked a brisket, and I put salt, added black pepper to it. Thinking, this isn't going to bother me. I'm perfectly fine. And the next morning I woke up, I was hurting. So that alone was enough to flare me up. And I'm not trying to say that no one should eat black pepper. I'm not saying no one should eat vegetables. With my individual situation, with my autoimmune condition, I don't respond to that kind of stuff. It's poison for me. Vegetables, all that, it flares me up awfully. So at that point, I was convinced that beef and salt is what I need to do. And because of that, I've not had trouble staying this way. I have no cravings. Every single meal I eat is incredible. It tastes just amazing to me. The amount of flavor you get from beef and salt alone, when you know how to cook it the right way especially, is unreal. I add some Wagyu beef tallow to my food when I need to, and adds a lot of flavor that way. But it's incredible to me that I can go this long without a craving. I finally know that I can maintain this because I don't have the sugar cravings at all anymore. I don't plan my cheat meal because I don't have cheat meals. It doesn't bother me. It's just been an amazing experience. It really has been. So that's where I'm at now. I'm at 1 year. Technically 1 year yesterday was my 1 year mark, April 1st. I'm not done. I didn't post that post I made because thinking it was the finish line. It was just kind of a landmark in my journey, and I wanted to share it. And up until this point, I'm a very private person. I am very, very active in social media as far as reading, researching. I mentioned you, I followed your YouTube channel from the beginning. We started about the exact same time. I remember your 30-day update. Your 30-day update, I think I was just a couple weeks in. And I'm like, I need to follow this and see where it goes. And watching your journey and watching your stuff explode and seeing the documentary you're working on, I cannot wait for the documentary. And the project you're working on is just incredible. You sharing the word is just amazing. And it's one frustrating thing about carnivore is I am the craziest person in the world if you ask my family and friends. They see my results. They see how amazing it's been for me. And they think I'm crazy. And the one question I get all the time is, that's awesome, you lost weight, but is that sustainable? And it cracks me up because no one ever asked me at 430 pounds, 14 medications, all these illnesses, if my lifestyle was sustainable. I never got that asked that question ever. But now that I'm living life to the fullest, no medicines, eating a proper diet, taking care of my issues, people think I'm crazy and I can't possibly sustain this. So it's a major shift in thinking, and people aren't used to thinking this way at all. And I made that post online and it just exploded. The amount of feedback has been unbelievable. And quickly realizing there's so many people out there in the right community that are looking for these answers, that are desperate and want the help. And I'm anxious for your documentary to be able to reach more of those people and let people know that answers are out there besides more and more medications and then medications to treat the symptoms of those medications. That's not the answer. And it's hard to believe, but doing something as simple as just eating the right food took care of everything. And the weight, I didn't do this for weight loss. I did this for my medical problems. Well, of course, weight was one of those, but I was tired of hurting. I was tired of diabetes, but the weight just evaporated. And that's not calorie restriction. I do occasional fasting, experimenting with that, but I eat average 2 pounds of beef a day with adding beef tallow to that. So that's like 3,500 calories a day. I'm not eating a 1,000 calorie diet and starving myself. And even with that, the weight just disappears. And I never ever could have thought this would be possible. I never could have imagined it. And I'm still shocked to this day. I don't recognize myself in my current photos, and I don't recognize myself in my previous photos. So it's kind of a weird transition period I'm in right now. I'm trying to adjust to that and just trying to see where things are going to go from here. I'm very excited for it.
Wow. I just want to say I am so happy for you, first of all. It's just incredible. In 1 year, like you said, 206 pounds is incredible, but all of these other things you overcame. After going to the doctor so many times, doing exactly what you were told, taking their medication, I could just feel your frustration at that last doctor's appointment when you're sitting there and they're like, okay, we're going to try this other medication. You're like, yes. I've been on like 50 different types of medication. Oh, yeah, I'm sure this one's going to work this time and it's going to solve all my problems.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Your story, and like, for me, really – I'm sorry, go ahead.
I say for me, one thing also is just the type of medications. Coming off of that Cymbalta, that was hell. I mean, that was horrible, horrendous experience. And people don't realize some of these very kind of benign medications you take to help such a simple thing – what they do to your body and how hard it is to get off of them once you start.
Yeah.
So, if people can avoid medications at all, I mean, if you have to take them, take them. There's a right time and place for them. But if people can avoid them, I really hope they do.
Well, like you, I was on 15, 20 medications at one point, and I'm on none anymore. Yeah. And just like you said, man, you said it perfectly. Those antidepressant medicines, when I was on those, exactly like you said, a zombie. You're just going through life with no emotions whatsoever. It's absolutely no way to live. And then all of those medications, you know, they're always like, oh, this one interacts with this one. I'm like, you guys really know what's going on when you have 15 different medications interacting with one another? They're always just like,
multiple doctors each prescribing what they want to prescribe and not working together. And that causes problems as well.
Right.
And then even the most basic medications, ibuprofen and naproxen, you think those are such a fine things, you get them at Walmart. Well, that was destroying my liver, my kidneys, and messing all that stuff up also. So even the most simple medications still have their own consequences.
Right. Do you get mad at all, Nick? Like, all of this suffering for so many years, you know, like early on when I was still cynical and I had all of my weight, I was just like, yeah, well, it's just the decisions I'm making sort of thing. In retrospect, I'm like, no, I was addicted to a highly addictive substance, sugar, standard American diet, processed foods. They're literally engineered to be highly addictive. And then you're given this medication. And it's just like all of these financial factors are pointing for you to eat more sugar and processed foods and then to take more medication. And it's like every driver is pointing for that. And exactly what is going to happens like for you and for me, you end up horribly sick with all sorts of ailments and issues, taking tons of medication forever, and it does nothing. It's like, I don't know. Some people are like, they know what they're doing. Other people are like, no, it's just business run amok. Do you have any thoughts on like how we got to this place?
I don't know. I think that part of it is it's you're raised that way. I mean, from the youngest age, the food pyramid is all you know. You have to eat so many of the grains and vegetables. And at the very, very tip top is that fat section that you should avoid at all costs. You should never eat that. And I found out very early doing the carnivore stuff that fat is immensely important. The energy you get from it, your regulation of your bowel movements and stuff, if you're constipated, too loose, all that is controlled with fat. The amount of your brain that's made up from fat alone shows you that fat is important. From the youngest age, you're just raised knowing that the food pyramid, the standard American diet is the correct way. And then you start going to doctors with issues and cholesterol is a little bit high, stay away from red meat, or you have inflammation, stay away from red meat and just eat more grains, eat more vegetables. And every step of the way, this is reinforced. And then the marketing, my goodness, can these companies market their products? They are phenomenal. Selling you on how heart healthy everything is and how low fat is the answer to everything. And it's just everything is completely against this lifestyle and it should be the complete opposite way. And it's going to be a very, very hard and tough road to try to convince people to think differently, but it's got to happen because just the health of the Americans as a whole, the world as a whole is not going in the right direction at all. And diabetes is so prevalent in such a young age now. It's so prevalent. And how I waited till I was 25 to get type 2 diabetes, I guess in a crazy way, I was fortunate there, but because I was big since, well, 3-4 years old. I mean, very, very young. So diabetes in very, very young adolescence now is so common, and it shouldn't be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. And just like everything else, they'll get medications, they'll get insulin, and they're set up the same road to failure that I was on, and it just gets worse and worse. So it's very sad and very scary.
Yeah.
It really is.
Everything is, this is my biggest thing I've learned doing this proper human diet. Everything is literally, it seems like everything is opposite. Like the food pyramid's upside down. Everything you're told is opposite. Yes. Don't eat meat. Don't eat fat. Just eat the vegetables. And you go to the doctor, and they never treat the root cause of the problem for almost every one of your issues. Like, you're on no more medications now. Was just nutrition. But no, did any doctor ever talk to you about nutrition, or did anyone ask you, what are you eating?
So no, and that is, it still amazes me at this point in time. I mean, 10, let's say 13 years of very, very religiously going to the doctor, begging for answers, begging for anything to make me feel better. At the very end, I had one doctor tell me that I needed bariatric surgery. And up until that point, I was never mentioned, try just your diet. And that frustrates me in a way. But at the same time, the solution they would have offered for a diet would not fix my issues either. I may have lost some weight, but I'd still be hurting and probably still diabetic, because they would have told me just to eat more grains and eat more, just watch more good carbs and avoid the stuff that you really should be eating. So I don't know that their solution would have done much for me anyways, but the one doctor recommended the surgery, and I knew from that point it was not an answer for me. And luckily, my insurance didn't cover it, because even though it wasn't an answer, I was getting desperate. I probably would have done it. And for those out there that do it, I'm not against it. For many people, it works great. People have great luck with it. For me, I am a all or nothing kind of guy. That a word, moderation, is not in my vocabulary. I don't know what that term is. So I would have done this surgery, and I would have still been addicted to carbs. And I would have stretched my stomach back out, and more than likely been right back where I am still. So I'm glad I didn't go that route. But that was the only one time that it was discussed that maybe diet could be the issue. Other than that, it was take this medication, take this medication, take this injection. And it was just the perfect storm brewing and brewing. And it finally took me to hit rock bottom before I did my own research to get where I am today. And I wish I could say the doctors helped me, and maybe some things along the way they did, but they caused so many more problems along the way also. And that part does make me aggravated. It really does.
Quick interruption. Thank you so much for watching. If you're interested in learning more about our documentary, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet, or supporting it, please visit donate.healinghumanity.movie. Our goal is to reach millions of people that are hopeless right now, and sharing the examples of real people over the course of 1 year that are undertaking a proper human diet to overcome obesity, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, fertility issues. We couldn't do it without you. We thank you so much. We are also selling these shirts, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. Every penny we get from those goes towards the documentary. And last, we have memberships. If you click the little join button, it's best to do it on desktop, under any one of my YouTube videos, you can join and become a member. We have hundreds of members right now. We do members only videos. We do members only behind the scenes. You can email me as a member and I'll answer you. And every penny from that goes to support the documentary. And the last thing is, we have these Redmond's portable salt shakers. These things are awesome. You can get the best salt. You can take it with you. We sell these on the website along with our water bottles and cutting boards, and every penny from all of those goes 100% towards supporting the documentary. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which is completely free. All of these links are in the description below. Thank you so much for your support. Now back to today's video.
I wonder how many people out there can moderate, because what you're saying, I'm like, Nick and me are the same guys. When you were talking about doing Atkins and keto, that was me to a T. Oh, I'm going to have a cheat day on Saturday, but I'm going to be strict keto. I'm going to have that cheat. And I did the same thing you did. Oh, what about Sunday? Oh, the New Year's coming up soon. Why don't we just, we'll do a New Year's resolution. It would just.
Of course.
like the amount of weight gained and lost over and over again, it's just absolutely insane. But you know, there's some people out there that are like, I've heard, I think Dr. Barry said this before, with some people have a carb dial, they can have a little bit. I'm like, I don't have whatever that is. If I had one carb right now, if I had a raspberry right now, I know I would be, I'd be done. I'd be off the rails. I can't moderate at all. One of the things I think that's helped me, and it sounds like it's helped you too, is it's funny. You said your only cheat was pepper. I've said something similar to that too. I don't think I've had pepper. I had one piece of gum over the course of 1 year doing carnivore diet. It's kind of a long story, but I think it had one carb in it. But other than that, I haven't at all. And it's not that I'm saying that to like shame other people or brag. I just can't. If I did one little bit of a cheat, it would be, I'd revert back. And when you come from, like Nick, what you did, I suspect, losing 206 pounds, the horrible, painful arthritis, all these medications you were on, why would you mess with it, right? Like, you're eating ribeyes, exactly, you're feeling exactly full, you're feeling amazing. Why would you even mess with it? I always get that question from people. But aren't you going to bring vegetables back? Aren't you going to do this? Literally, meat yes is the most nutritionally dense food you could eat. I'm getting everything I need and thriving. Why would I mess with that at all?
People keep asking me when I'm going to add stuff back in. I'm like, I feel amazing, and I don't know why I would chance going back to the way it was. Now, am I ever going to add something back in? It wouldn't surprise me. I may someday, and that's very possible. I mean, it might be chicken or something. I mean, still along the carnivore path. It's not going to go back to carbs or anything by any means or that kind of stuff, but I'm just enjoying what I'm doing, and I have no desire to even risk hurting. So the simplicity of this diet is why I've been able to maintain it. Like you said, losing and gaining back, I can't imagine how many times I lost 80 pounds and gained 120 right after. Just time and time again, over and over and over.
For people that haven't done that over and over again, I could tell you without a doubt, it is one of the most horrible, distressing things, especially when you're losing that 80 pounds doing Atkins or basically starving yourself or fasting or limiting calories, and you're suffering through to do everything you can to lose that weight. You get down to somewhat of a goal or somewhere where you're finally looking in the mirror and you're happy with yourself again. And you're like, never going to gain this back again. And every time you do, that's been one of the biggest things for me on carnivore. It's like, I just admitted, like, I was an addict. I'm addicted to sugar and processed foods, and you yes cannot moderate an addiction. You can't moderate an addiction at all. No. It's so frustrating when you yep see family and friends. I don't know if you've had this comment, Nick, but I get this all the time. Family reunions, birthday parties. Oh, why can't you just eat a balanced diet? Why can't you just go back to moderation? And it drives me
insane. It is balanced. That's what they don't get. It's like the most balanced diet.
Right? Yeah. So you can't balance more than the most nutritionally dense food in the world.
Yeah. And my insulin is very, very balanced now. My levels aren't spiking. I feel amazing. Everything is just like normalized now. So I can't imagine more balanced right than what I have now. So that's a hard message to relay to people.
Yeah. So much of this is. That's going to be the challenge with this documentary too, is overcoming yeah these social norms that are ingrained in our brains from childhood, like the food pyramid that you mentioned, or grandma's giving you cookies. I've always eaten this way. It's just kind of normal that we're giving kids sugar at a young age and they're getting addicted to it, and childhood diabetes numbers are getting younger and younger. It's so hard to overcome those norms. People are just like, that's the way it's always been. But I don't know about you, Nick, like now I feel like I can see things more objectively and more clearly. They always say when you're out of the fog, you can see the fog. And when I'm out of that fog, I'm like, this whole humanity's messed up so bad now. Every 7 out of 10 yeah adults are overweight, type 2 diabetes, cancers among those under 50, they're going through the roof. Heart disease is still the number one killer, despite the fact, like you said, everyone's scared of meat. You go to the doctor, they tell you not to eat meat. They're saying that meat's causing this. Why is heart disease through the roof right now when fewer and fewer people are eating meat? It's just us weirdo carnivore Wyandotte people that are doing it. It's just, it's crazy to me that people can't see how bad things are getting, but it happens slowly over time. And people are like, that's just normal. But it all coincides with consumption of the standard American diet and more processed foods. People are getting sicker and sicker.
Yep. And the shaming of fat and the glorification of the healthy carbs. And it's not the solution at all. And what people don't realize too, when you look into it, the standard American diet was based on flawed research by Ansel Keys years ago. And they modified the research to fit the agenda, the narrative they wanted. That doesn't happen nowadays, though, I'm sure, with the other documentaries, right, that kind of stuff. It's all very honest research. But it's all been manipulated as time goes on. And they say that to get the new information out there and the new test is very, very difficult because people don't want to fund it. Yeah. But they're happy to fund the research from the possible meets and stuff like that. The agendas they want to push, they're happy to fund that. But it's hard to get the information out there for stuff like this that actually works and actually helps people.
Yeah. Oh, it's so true. Throughout my whole life, you'd always be watching the news or on social media, you'd hear about this study or that study. I was so naive, and I was always like, oh, that's there for my benefit. That's science. And almost every one of those studies I've since learned, those cost an incredible amount of money, and they're not doing them unless there's some sort of reward at the end. And it's usually sponsored by, yes, Beyond Meat, Impossible Burgers, a pharmaceutical company, or many of them by Kellogg's or cereal companies promoting more sugar and more processed garbage. That's why people are, when they say, oh, where's the big long-term study on carnivore? Luckily, there's some more stuff coming out. I think Dr. Baker's doing some good work in that area. So hopefully we'll see more. But it's no surprise there aren't all these studies on something that there's no profit to be made. Nick and I talking about this. Like, we're not selling a diet program. You listen to Dr. Barry's videos. He doesn't have any supplements or anything. There's no money to be made. So it's not that unusual that there aren't all of these long-term studies on it. But did you ever think... go ahead.
The pharmaceutical companies would hate people doing this kind of that diet because it cuts out their profits. So they would do whatever they can to suppress it.
Right? Oh, yeah. Imagine how much money, like just you with your insulin over the years, if people would do this. On the type 2 diabetes, I am learning so much more now. But my entire life, I have lots of family members suffering from type 2 diabetes. I have a really close cousin of mine, lost half of his foot, amputated, type 2 diabetes. And every time I see him, he's drinking Diet Pepsi, eating birthday cake, and he's checking his numbers. Oh, I went over again. He's going to lose his entire foot, maybe his life, definitely at a younger age, and he'd rather do that. I thought you get type 2 diabetes, that's it. You're going to take insulin the rest of your life, and that's it. Did you know, I could just reverse this with diet, or did you have any inkling of that at all, or was it just insulin for the rest of your life?
No. At that point in time, I thought it was insulin the rest of my life. And at first you kind of get excited because now I can eat some cake and just take a little extra insulin. I take care of that and I'm still fine. But then you start realizing that my body's not responding to the insulin. At first, insulin worked great for me. And then I became more and more resistant to it. And I was taking larger and larger and larger doses and my blood sugars weren't coming down. So the insulin in type 2 diabetes, in type 1, you just don't produce insulin. Type 2, you just don't respond to it. So you have all this insulin floating around in your system because you're taking all these injections, but it's not helping your situation at all. And I really started getting concerned at that point in time because the one solution that was working was stopping working for me. And I was just feeling worse and worse. So yeah, if I would have known early on that it'd be this simple and that I could make it go away and not just kind of maintain or keep under control a little bit, I would have jumped all over it. So I wish I would have known much, much sooner. But even knowing that, without hearing, I hope that my story can help other people because I never would have believed this was possible to this extent until I experienced it myself. And people out there that are considering trying this, you're not going to fully believe it until you try it yourself. Give it 30 days. Try to be strict and you will be amazed at what happens and how you feel. And if you want to add stuff back some after that, you probably don't have to do as strict as I do. I do this strict because of my individual situation. I need to do it this strict, but at least try to be strict for a short period of time and you'll be amazed what it does for you.
Yeah. And don't just take Nick's word for it too. This was one of the things that actually, all of my ailments and issues I've had, I was probably pre-diabetic, but I was never diagnosed with that. But when researching the carnivore diet myself, I came across Dr. Ken Berry's video on reversing type 2 diabetes. And there's like 2,000 comments on there echoing the things that Nick just said. It's amazing. Like, I never thought I could get off this insulin. I never thought I would be done with type 2 diabetes. And there's so many testimonials from people reversing type 2 diabetes. That's just like one of the reasons they do it. And then they have like 50 other things. My arthritis went away. Yeah. The weight went down. All these other things improved. But I always tell people, like, don't listen to me. Don't listen to Nick. Just go do your own research. That's a beautiful thing now. Usually when you're fearful of something, it's just lack of knowledge. And there are so many testimonials and stories out there. When I read that one from Dr. Barry, that's what convinced me to do carnivore. I don't even have type 2 diabetes. But I'm like, there's 2,000 comments on here. You saved my life. This information saved my life. My A1C went from this to this.
Yes.
Like, are all these people lying? Like, what's going on here? And the thing is, it seems so extreme to a lot of people. But I like to just flip it around. Don't say, I'm just going to eat meat for 30 days. Just say, I'm going to eliminate all of this crazy processed garbage, sugars and seed oils and pesticides.
Yes.
And all this processed stuff. I'm not going to do that for 30 days. Essentially, you're going to just end up eating meat, beef, butter, bacon, eggs. But when you frame it that other way, it's a lot easier to stomach for a lot of people, myself included.
Yeah.
So,
and as far as the diabetes go, that was one of my most significant issues I had. And that was the fastest one that reversed when I started eating this way. I mean, it was almost instantaneous. My blood sugars normalized. I had to get off the insulin. I didn't have a choice because it normalized that fast. And I still can't believe that. It was incredible.
Did you have more moments like that throughout your journey where you're like, what is going on? This is amazing. Like,
yeah, I got very, very dizzy one day and I checked my blood pressure. I'm like, whoa, my blood pressure's a little low. That's never happened to me since I can remember. I've been on blood pressure medication since high school and had to quickly start getting off of that. But just seeing everything normalized, my heart rate would like sitting, resting like 110, 115, not uncommon at all. And then one time I was checking my blood pressure, my heart rate was like 72. Just like, this is unbelievable. Just everything just normalized so fast. And wow. It was just experience after experience just like that, just seeing everything get back to normal. And my spirits start coming up just happier in general, and just everything just got so much better.
That was going to be my next question. What about mood, spirit, I guess, energy? Do you see any difference in like the way you think? Because I kind of hear that from people often on carnivore, their ability to organize or their cognitive ability. Do you notice any changes there?
So I, like I mentioned, I wasn't really, didn't have depression as much as I had kind of loss of hope because I just didn't think my future was very bright. I knew it wasn't, I was giving up. But to gain hope back and start seeing a future alone just made me so optimistic and happy. And that alone started radiating into other parts of my life and just overall made me much happier and improved my life, improved my kids' lives. Just much more, get so much more fulfillment out of life and playing with them and doing stuff with them. And as far as the cognitive goes, I work as a paramedic and I definitely noticed just my critical thinking, my ability to recall information is so much quicker, more clear and better. And definitely a big, big change there. I used to have ADHD really bad. And of course, I was on medication for that also. And my focus is so much better now eating this way, not taking the medication for that either anymore. And I just feel focused, just more calm level on my attention as well. So just overall, just all positive results there.
That's great. Okay, another question I had for you is, did you've had so many amazing, wonderful results. Have there been any downsides, any negatives or anything? If you could go back to day one. So you're on exactly 1 year and 1 day today, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations, by the way, on your 1 year. So that was just yesterday. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
If you could go back and tell your former self, Nick, 1 year ago, any advice or tips or anything, any stumbling blocks along the way to look out for, is there anything?
Don't try adding in black pepper. That's not worth it. That was one thing. So getting going, to me, I am very happy that I was as strict as I was because that enabled me to stay on this. I didn't have to worry about recipes. My grocery shopping was so simplistic. I bought beef, bought salt. The first week I planned on adding a little bit more in and changed my mind pretty quickly because I knew that I needed to be more strict because that way I would be able to stay with it. So I really think that the more simplistic you can make it, the easier it is to stay with it. The first week and a half, stay close to the bathroom. No reason to avoid that. It may not be for everyone. I know it's pretty common. for me, the loose stools were no joke. And I said I work as a paramedic, and I wasn't always close to a bathroom. Some very, very close calls there. But that resolved very quickly. And shortly after that, I got some constipation. And of course, I was worried, okay, well, I'm not eating fiber. There's issues there. And I heard people mention just add more fat to your diet. And I did that, and that corrected almost immediately. So that's some of the most immediate kind of issues I had. There were some periods where I'd get kind of lightheaded. I guess kind of the keto flu type symptoms. I never had the severe rashes and some things people say they had, the oxalate dumping. I didn't experience anything like that at all. But also if I just ate a pinch of salt with some water, I noticed that I guess I wouldn't dehydrate as bad, and the lightheadedness would go away. And I think my body just kind of loved this diet because that was the extent of my issues. I just adapted immediately, and it was honestly pretty much pure bliss from there on out. So I was very, very fortunate. I adapted very quickly, and it was great. So
do you have any family, friends, or close ones that, well, you mentioned a little bit earlier, but do you have any close family or friends that are like initially, what are you doing? This is crazy.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone just says, I'm going to die of a heart attack. Or they ask, well, have you checked your cholesterol? Actually, I have, and it's very good. So it's improved greatly. And then people don't understand that you can get nutrients from beef. They think you have to have vegetables for that. So trying to convince people that I'm still not going to be nutrient deficient because I don't eat all these vegetables. It's a lot of explaining, and then they still think I'm nuts after that. But then I've had the few also who have had somewhat similar experiences to mine and are getting kind of desperate, and they've recently started trying carnivore and having great results. So I think with this diet, it is extremely easy to understand if you need it. If you don't need it, if you're not at rock bottom, it takes a little more convincing. But then when people do try it, they quickly see the results, and then it's easy from that point on. So my biggest motivation through this has just been how amazing my results have been. And thinking back on that, thinking how great I feel, it's easy. So definitely a lot of naysayers out there. And do your research and know some of the information, be able to justify to them what, not that you have to. You don't have to justify yourself. You do it for yourself only. But it does help to have some of the information and help open their eyes up a little bit on the health benefits of it.
Right. That's really awesome. So you've inspired a few people close in your own personal life, but now you did your Facebook post, and you were also on Emily Penton's channel, which I didn't watch the whole thing yet, but I started catching it. And you're going to inspire so many people with that story. That's just incredible. How does that feel when you're starting to get some of those comments on the Facebook posts about you're inspiring people to make the change?
Well, it exploded so quick. I really wasn't expecting it. And that's not why I did the post at all. So when the messages started coming in, I was very, very shocked. And within maybe an hour or two of making the post, I got the first comment saying, this really inspired me. I'm going grocery shopping tonight and I'm starting tomorrow. And I'm like, wow, for the last year, I've been trying to motivate people so much. And no one's believed me. If I make this one post within 1 hour, someone's already given it a shot because of what I said. And I can't even relay that feeling, how great it was to inspire and motivate someone after what I've been through, and knowing how bad off I was and how simple the solution was, and how just I wanted to shout for the rooftops, how easy this is, how people can feel better, and having an outlet there that people are receptive and really want the information was incredible. So I'm probably talking to 20, 30 different people now messaging me and tell me just how they can relate to my story and asking for advice, getting going. And they've already sent me pictures of their first shopping spree and all the beef they bought and how excited they are. And it's knowing that I'm motivating them is that much more of a motivation for me to do more and spread the word more and help them out. So I've always been a person that likes to help others, and I never expect this to be a way that I could do it, but I really hope it is. I really hope that I can inspire more people.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. I know you said you were a little shy. You read a lot on social media, but you don't put yourself out there. But I'm really glad you came out to tell your story, because my goodness, literally, this isn't exaggerating. It's probably going to save some people's lives, that definitely extend their lives, definitely improve their lives. Like, I often think, Nick, what if you didn't do this yourself 366 days ago? Where would you be right now? Could you imagine?
In bed.
Right?
I'd be laying in bed all laid up, not hardly able to walk. And with that said, like I said, I had no hope for the future. I knew I would die young. And I definitely would have. So as far as dying as a heart attack eating this way, I'm not going to now. But with my blood sugar the way that it was, with all the carbs I was eating, I definitely would have before. I'm sure of that. So, you know, I was on a path of destruction and I wasn't making it better. And I can't imagine where I'd be right now. And just thinking about that is a huge motivation. Just trying to, it's hard to remember how horrible I felt before. Thinking back, it's shocking thinking about it now, because how great I feel every day and get up out of bed, no pain, and wake up immediately awake, ready to go. It's incredible. And I think back to what it was, and I wouldn't go back to that for anything now. That was horrible.
Right. It's a scary thing, as we were talking about earlier, with things become normal over time. I'm always fearful that feeling this amazing, I'm going to start taking it for granted and being normal. But I don't think I will. I like to do what we just said and kind of think back, what if I didn't start this a year ago? Where would I be now? But the other thing that's really motivated me is, think about this, Nick, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, having that chronic inflammation that you had, like with the arthritis, this is one of the big things I've learned. If it ends in itis, it's inflammation. And chronic inflammation leads to so many of these diseases, cancer, dementia, Alzheimer's, there's so many things that are just chronic inflammation for years and years. So you fix so many things in 1 year, which is incredible. But the rest of your life going forward now, like for me, I'm like, I'm not even really worried about those things. I'm doing everything I possibly can to limit me getting like cancer, Alzheimer's, dementia, or just mobility issues. I'm not worried about them all. I get so many comments on my channel from people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, eating the way you and I do, that are just absolutely thriving. They're like, all of my peers. They're like, my peers are, they're with the walker and they've got, they're leaned over and they're sore and they're arthritic and they're inflamed. And they're like, it's just the foods they're eating. I mean, see them eat the foods and then they suffer from eating the food. So being able to live to an old age, but actually live and not be aches and pains and arthritis and all these issues, is a huge why for me going forward, for sure.
Yeah. Instead of watching my kids play, now I'm on the trampoline jumping with them and having a great time. And I hate, for the first few years I had them, that I couldn't do more of that. And just seeing how much their eyes light up now, having dad outside playing and jumping around and running, it's, that alone is worth it all. But it's improved my life, my family's lives, my kids' lives. Just, it's so much more than just me alone it affects. And when you're in that situation where I was before, you don't think about that. You don't think that's affecting other people. I mean, like I said, you should only do it for yourself, but there are other people rely on you and that you can improve their life by improving your own.
Yeah. That's what I've said about this documentary. People are like, that's healing humanity. That's such a bold statement. And I'm like, well, the only thing we have to do is each of us individually heal ourselves. That's it. That's the mission with the documentary. Nick heals himself and he changes his world and he inspires people around him. I heal myself and it starts spreading from there. There's so many people right now in the world that are hopeless and they're suffering needlessly. And it sounds like you have the same thing as me, Nick. I'm just want to shout it from the rooftops. It's like, just, you deserve to live and feel like this, like a proper human, without all of these aches and pains and brain fog and ailments and issues. Just do it for 30 days at least. Give it a try at least. It pains me to think how many people are going to go their entire lives never feeling like you and I feel, in that fog and fatigue. It's just so sad.
And that's the thing, the 30 days, that is all you need to see the relief. It's not like, well, maybe if I lose 60 pounds, 70 pounds, I'll feel better. You can not hardly lose a pound, but get rid of the inflammation in a 30-day period, you're going to feel amazing. Yeah, it is that fast, that instant.
That inflammation goes away so quick for so many. My good friend Bill in Alaska, 700 pounds, stuck in his house for 4 years. It was like 2 weeks. He's like, what is going on? He's like, this pain I had in my knees and back. I was like, inflammation. It's just inflammation. Yeah. It goes away so quick. Inflammation causes snoring for myself and a lot of people. My throat, my tongue was just inflamed. I was on a CPAP machine. I thought it was because I was fat. That might have had a little bit to do with it, but most of it for me, I stopped snoring before I lost most of the weight. Just like you, Nick, too. I didn't exercise. Yeah. before I lost most of the weight. Once I got down and I started feeling healthy again, then I wanted to exercise more. But so,
yep.
Wow, I can't believe this has already been an hour. Your story is just incredible. What's next for you on your journey? I know you got the website, you got your Facebook as well. I'm going to have links for everything Nick is doing in the description below, but could you talk a little bit about what you plan on doing next or where people can kind of follow along with you if they want to?
Yeah, so I'm starting a website, fatplusprotein.com, just to try to share my journey more and kind of be a hub of information to people that be able to come to resources and just a way to kind of stay in touch with people. I'm going to start a newsletter to kind of send my updates out. Active on social media, mostly Facebook, but some others as well, and I can get those links out to you. But I just want to try to inspire people, motivate people, and spread the word the best I can. And if you guys are already on social media and friends with me or have come across my post, send me a comment, send me a message. I'm happy to reach out and share my story with you, answer any questions you have. Because there's not a lot of resources out there right now for this. It's rapidly growing. Channels like this are rapidly spreading the word. But definitely ask all the questions you want. I'd love to help out and answer anything I can.
Awesome. So I will have links in the description below for everything Nick is doing. And I just want to say a big thanks, Nick, for sharing your story and being brave. I know it's kind of similar with Bill. He's like, I'm really shy. I don't want to do this, but it's going to inspire so many people and help so many people. There's so many hopeless people in the world right now. So I really appreciate you sharing your story here.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I think we'll end it there. If everyone has any questions for Nick, you can leave a comment below or go check out his website, check out his links below. And thank you so much, Nick. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Kerry. Appreciate it.